Now that's an integration with Songkick where we look at the stuff that a user is listening to. We look at the music that they're listening to, the artists that they follow, and then we make recommendations based on that.
Yeah.
We have, you know, and what that then does is we pull relevant listings from Songkick customized to that user. And I think that's really where this incredible value is. So, you know, in those days where you plaster a flyer in the right part of town to advertise a gig and hope the right eyeballs see it, we have this incredible opportunity where we don't only, you know, we don't just know what you're listening to, but we know how you're listening to it, how much. Are you listening to it every day? Have you only recently started listening to this artist? And that data really helps to give us this kind of really timely, effective recommendations. And, you know, if you check out our Discover feed, you'll see a ton of Songkick recommendations in there, and they're incredibly kind of timely, and that's driving loads of clicks through, and Songkick do a great job of then getting people to their shows. So it's really exciting from an artist perspective, because we're kind of closing that gap and helping them to fill their shows. Now, you know, fundamentally, we don't see that as replacement revenue for royalties. We see royalties, we want to pay people what they are, what they should get for their music. But adding that additional engagement with their fans and revenue opportunity of things like concerts is just an absolute huge opportunity for Spotify and for artists.